Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi everyone, it's Caroline. You're not going to believe this, but when I recorded this week's episode, I don't think I checked to see where my sound input was coming from, and it didn't grab from my microphone, it grabbed from my AirPods. So that's why the sound is a little off from my side. Of course, Sally sounds perfect. Bear with me, it will not happen again. I hope you enjoy the episode. Look, we all make mistakes, okay?
Hey everyone, it's Caroline from G-Thanks Just Bought It, reminding you that in between episodes, you can find me on Instagram at G-Thanks Just Bought It Pod. You can find products that don't make it onto the episodes and recommendations from listeners like you. So before you start this episode, give it a follow and say hi in the comments. And for a full list of every product we featured on G-Thanks, visit gthanksjustboughtit.com/episodes. See you there.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of G-Thanks Just Bought It, the podcast where we talk about what we just bought and what you might need to buy next. I am one of your hosts, Caroline Moss, and I'm joined by my co-host,
Sally Tamarkin.
Hello, Sally.
I was so excited.
Oh my gosh, I know. This is like just like a new world.
I like also how you said, hello, Sally. It sounded like the Green Giant jingle.
Yeah.
So that's, always do that, please.
I wrote that jingle.
In real life, not just on the... Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I know.
I write a lot of commercial jingles.
Yeah. I mean, that was when I was like still in high school, though. Like that was right. Sort of like... I was like an intern at the Green Giant company, and they just let me write the jingles.
It's so cool that they launched so many canned vegetables and also your career.
That's right.
We should do a whole episode about that at some point.
I think so too. Sort of like my Green Giant vegetables ranked and...
The Likeheads, that's my podcast. The G-Thanks heads are clamoring for it.
How's your week been?
My week's been okay. I'm trying to think if I have anything interesting to report. I think the answer is no. I will say that both my partner and I are going away to separate places at the end of this week.
Nice.
She's traveling for work and I'm going to go see some friends. And because I so rarely do anything outside of my home, my whole week, I've decided to just make a thing of it. Like, so now I'm going away for a few days. I'm going away to New York. Okay. It's not very far, but I'm just making
not
a whole
the
thing
Big
of it.
Apple.
Actually not the Big Apple, like kind of upstate, but just like, what do I need to organize? What do I need to buy? What can I shop for? Meanwhile, I truly am going, I'm taking a 3-hour trip and I'm going away for 3 days. But nevertheless, I've decided to make a thing of it because—
Why not?
We all need some novelty. It's technically still a pandemic. I don't get out much.
How far up north are you going?
I'm not great at geography, Caroline.
Okay.
But do you know where Albany is? I'm going to Kingston. I'm going to Albany.
Yeah, because I grew up 60 minutes north of the Big Apple.
Oh, right, of course.
The Empire State, Empire State of Mind. So I am familiar.
How far north am I going? Can you answer?
I'm 60 minutes north of the city, and the trip from my parents' house to Philadelphia is probably in the 2.5-hour zone. So if you're having a 3-hour trip, yeah, that makes sense. Like it's like
I want to say 3 to could be closer to 5, but I think it's 3.
And Albany is probably like an hour and a half from my parents' house. I feel like you're going to be in the like 3.5 to 4.5 hour range.
Okay, that's exactly what Google Maps is saying. Should I drop by and say hi to
Trish and Brian? They would love that. Yeah.
Trish and Brian Moss?
Yeah, they would love that. And they would love that because they probably still have their Christmas tree up because my mom, who didn't even care really about putting up my mom is like a classic, like
put up the tree. It's only December 14th. She puts that shit out late. But then because our Christmas got like screwed and none of us got to enjoy it, I feel like the tree is still up because she like is having her like little like gatherings with like friends or like she had my aunt was cute. In town. And so I think she's like, I want someone to enjoy this tree. So if you'd like to go enjoy my parents' Christmas tree in late January, I think they'd love to see you.
Okay. Well, I'll reach out to them. I'll Snapchat them later and we'll schedule something.
That's good. We all know my dad is always active on Snapchat.
He's always on there. Whenever I'm on Snapchat, I see Brian
always
on there.
Green. Can you he's do always that green.
Oh yeah, you can. Okay.
I think so. I mean, I'm making that up, but I invented you can do Snapchat. It with every app. So I think you can, exactly. That's right. You can always see where people are. I love to GPS my parents. That is a drive you want to be prepared for though. Are you going to bring your collapsible tea kettle?
It'd be amazing if I walked downstairs and my friend's home was like, no, 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 I don't need you to make me coffee. I brought my own.
IBYO'd. Yeah. I think it actually would be amazing if every 30 minutes on this 4-hour drive, you stopped and made yourself a cup of coffee in your car.
That and also shower at the – you ever go to the rest stops where they have like the showers for the long-haul truckers?
Yes, though I've never showered as I'm not a long –
I haven't either.
I'm many things, but a long-haul trucker is not one of them.
It's not one.
You should definitely go.
So I'm going to make some coffee. I'm going to shower on the road and turn this 3-hour drive into an epic journey.
I think that's a really good idea. I like the idea of you pulling over and like taking a nap and it taking you 10 hours to get there. But that's fun. What are you going to listen to on your way?
Probably I'm in like an audiobooks moment right now, an audiobook. But you know, I also love a podcast. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe a podcast or two.
Yeah. Oh, because you've been listening to Blowback.
I've been listening to Blowback. It's really good. Unfortunately, it is one of those shows that you have to pay incredibly close attention to. Like if you zone out for a couple seconds to like
– you have no idea what's going on.
You're totally lost. So I'm listening to it really slowly because I'm hitting the back by 30 seconds button a lot, but it's awesome. Yeah, actually, that maybe the drive would be good for Blowback.
I think it would be. Like,
and there's a lot of episodes, so it'll be perfect for my 10-hour drive.
An uninterrupted, just sort of like war crimes pod.
Totally.
So I know we weren't going to do the empty awards unless things were actually empty, but I have to tell you, I rebought my favorite pen this past week.
This is exciting.
It is. It sounds like a boring repurchase, but I have been using the same pen. It is the Uniball. I'm like sitting in the dark. So Uniball Vision Elite. 0.5. Are you – and I cannot use any other pen. I carry pens around and have them planted in like different bags and there's like two in my car and there's like I have like a mug on my desk with pens, which is like extremely 90s because like who needs a pen, let alone a mug filled with pens. It's 2023. But I always have these pens nearby. I can't use another pen and don't make me and don't call me lazy and Susan. But it's really like I'm addicted to these pens. They're so good. But pens are one of those things that really cause people are loyal to their pens. And when people are like, I love when people like try to say like, we can reach across the aisle and like find commonalities with everyone. Like the point is that like, if you use a different pen than me, like we can find it. We can still try to find a common ground. The way that I think about it is that people would like to say people who like different pens can still be friends, but I say they can't.
I think we all have to just admit that. It's 2023. We're not reaching across the pen aisle anymore.
I'm as a pen lobbyist, I am no longer going to make any sort of concession for any other type of pen user. And call me, conservative, I guess.
Socially liberal, writing implement, conservative.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm a pen servative.
The classic combo.
Exactly.
Ask it when they call for the Pew survey every time.
They do. And I always say, look, like, yes, I believe my friends should use whatever pens they want. I do think they're going to hell for it. Right. And you know, like, let's let a higher power decide. Okay. It's not my place.
Hate the sin, love the sinner.
Exactly. But I love these pens, and I got to know if you have a favorite. I just ran out. I bought a pack of 20 on Amazon, and I feel, you know, that calmness wash over me when you know you know, you're going to do your refills. I'm actually painstakingly good, Sally, about tossing the pens that are out of ink, which I feel like a 10 year ago me like wouldn't be like that. Like
I would keep them for posterity.
Yeah. You just like, I mean, it just like wouldn't occur to me to like throw out a pen that doesn't work anymore. I'd put it back in the drawer and like let myself be surprised every single time I tried to use it. So I realized I bought a pack of these pens probably like 6 years ago, and I was down to my last one. So I rebought. I'm excited about
it. It's so exciting to like use up a pen. I don't think I've ever used up a pen in my life. I think I've like picked up a pen and tried to write and realized it was dry, but like that's, you know, a community household pen. Mm-hmm. I have to confess to you that I'm really more of a pencil person, and I'm wondering if we can in harmony.
Not at all.
No, we can't. Okay. Let's have it up.
Okay, wait. Tell me more. A pencil? Like, how do you sharpen it? Pencil. Do you have a sharpener?
Well, in fact, my thing for the empties, which I won't get to for like months and months and months because I have so many of these pencils, are Blackwing. Hold on.
This is shocking to me. I don't think I have held a pencil in this decade. And potentially not in the last decade.
Wait, I just took off my headphones so I could reach my pencils. What did you say?
I said I haven't held a pencil in like 20 years. Wait, do you do like a true number two Ticonderoga?
No, so I do these pencils. This is one of my – I would say that I have like a handful of hipster affectations.
Okay.
One of them, and certainly the most annoying, is that I love these Blackwing pencils.
Oh, that's literally what they're called. Okay.
Yeah. And they have this like flat eraser. And you asked what sharpener I have.
Yes, I did.
I have this dude, which is a Blackwing sharpener. This is how annoying I am.
Wow.
And they also come with, of course, I don't have it here. They come with little metal things that you can put on the tip. So when you bring your pencil with you, it doesn't break.
You bring your pencil with you, when you BYO collapsible kettle and BYO Blackwing pencil.
BYO pencil.
Wow. And I thought I was out there for, my pen preference, but now you're here buying like, artisanal pencils with,
I'm buying artisanal pencils
with matching sharpeners.
And I have no business holding them. Like I think they're for like draftsmen, but you know, it's like if you're, they're for draftsmen or if you're a hipster.
Drafts days. Yeah.
And they come in a lot of different, I started a deep dive into pencils and how they work because there's all these different factors, and it was instantly so overwhelming in terms of like what kind of graphite, and
truly could not even imagine.
I was like, well, I don't need to know all that. Just give me. So it's Blackwing.
Honestly, it's self-harm to look into pencils and then get overwhelmed by what you find. So I'm glad that you removed yourself from that. Wow. Yeah,
I did. But
what is a Blackwing pencil though? Because I only know the like number two, sort of burnt orange, Ticonderoga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not even a flat eraser, a normal loser eraser. Tell me what's so special about erasers. The Blackwings, other than the fact that they are definitely for like artists and shading flowers. What are you writing with pencil? I'm not even trying to be rude. I'm curious.
Okay. At all of my writing that is not like a shopping list. For a shopping list, I just grab a pen. But all my writing, like in my to-do lists and my my notes that I take in meetings, or like if I'm doing creative work and I need to, you know, brainstorm
shade a flower.
Like, free write. Uh-huh. If I need to shade a flower, I want to get that shade exactly right because I want it to feel like you can reach out and touch the petal.
Yes.
And you know how much I love jumping my nature
off,
drawings.
Jumping off the page. You do love a nature drawing. I like that you don't use a pencil for a shopping list, which actually does end up requiring some addendums and like changes.
It would be served by a pencil.
Like, now you're like, I use a Sharpie for shopping.
I use a Sharpie.
Wow.
I do. Yeah. So, you know, and I think that like the thing I like about the Blackwing is that it does seem to write really nicely and really smoothly. And I know that once you become a true pencil head, you start to know which pencils give you like a darker look versus like a smoother whatever.
Yeah.
But I can't be bothered. So yeah, I don't know. It's just a special – I'm not clear on why the eraser is flat, but perhaps it's just an aesthetic thing.
I mean – but and that's fine.
If you saw me using this in like a coffee shop, you would be like, that person – is interesting.
Yeah, I'd be like, wow, I need to know more. And why does she keep switching to a Sharpie while writing the words buttermilk cheese?
And why did she bring a collapsible kettle to this coffee shop?
Why does she keep standing up and going, no, I'll do it myself? Why are people waiting in a line at their table asking for a cup of coffee? I love the idea of someone kicking you out of a coffee shop because you brought your own pencils and your own, not only your own coffee from somewhere else, but a coffee that you're making at the table with a collapsible.
I'm making instant Starbucks coffee for other people in a hipster coffee shop.
So do you ever use the pencil down to the nub? Do you like them at a certain length? So you keep them at a certain length? Like how many times have you, I did not know that I was so pencil curious, but I am.
See, this is what Blackwing pencils do to you. They make you ask questions. They make you think I'm fascinating. I bought this box and look how many I still have left.
I'm getting some pencil ASMR over here. Like I love that. Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's good. I think actually the one I'm using presently is downstairs, so I can't show you, but I've only used like maybe 2/3 of it. Mm-hmm. Because let's be honest, like how much are we really writing in 2023?
Yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah.
I mean? Like well, even though I use a pencil for all my writing, yeah. I'm not doing a ton of writing. So I haven't like used one down to the nubbin yet, but I'll pay attention to when that happens and what I do.
I really would love to. There was something really sinister about the kids who would use pencils down to like when they were like teeny tiny mini. You know what I mean? Like I'm remembering those kinds of children.
Mm-hmm. In my type.
Yeah, it's a type. It's like, oh yeah, like I use pencils down to the studs. Okay, well now I need to like look up how much is a box of Black Wings gonna cost you?
I mean an obnoxious amount. I recently was at the
This is a huge thing I'm learning about you today. Really.
Huge thing. I was recently at the Philadelphia Museum of Art, not to brag, but my partner and I did go to an art museum for like 35 minutes. And in the museum gift shop, they had a whole Blackwing display.
Wow.
And everything was priced so disgustingly high, which I think is a combination of museum gift shop and Blackwing, that I was like, I can't afford to expand in this hobby.
Yeah.
So I didn't buy it. But there were all these like accessories that you can get. So let's see.
Wow.
So this is a box of 12 firm graphite pencils. Mm-hmm. Let me see how much they were. Blackwing 602.
I really do love that these are truly for draftsmen. Like this is
like 100%.
These are an artist pencil and you are just like.
Buildings have been designed.
Willy nilly like doing your calendar with them.
Ooh, they have like limited edition like colors and stuff. Now that's interesting.
I do see that. I like that.
I can't find the – oh, set of 12. Is that what I said I had? Yeah, 12. Okay, so these are $27 – $27 American dollars for 12 pencils.
Wow. I mean, and the rich get richer. You really got – I mean, that is – I'm like glad you found this happiness. First of all, I've spent far more money on things far – I'm far less passionate about than you seem to be about these pencils. It's just that like I've just never heard of such a thing. So now I'm so intrigued.
Yeah, that's because you don't know that many architects.
That's right.
But now you do.
Now
you know
I do because I know you. Exactly.
Do you know what they, You know what they sell, which is, I think this is amazing. And this is an example of learning how to run a really good grift, is that they made pencil extenders so that when you're, when you do get down to that nubbin, you buy a $10 Blackwing pencil extender and it screws into the nubbin and makes your pencil last longer.
That is genius.
Genius.
And it's also like, but it's also like, it makes them look like, look, we don't want you to keep buying our pencils. We want you to use them.
Yeah, that's true. It's a weird, it's maybe not the best. Is it great for business or like one of the dumbest things you've heard?
You know, I'm reminded of that sort of plot point in Miracle on 34th Street where the, where they end up loving the Santa Claus that they hire because he keeps telling the parents where to buy the toys cheaper. So people are like, now I'm loyal to this department store because the Santa Claus like respects me and my dollar. And it's the same thing. It's like, look, like instead of buying $30 pencils, buy, I mean, yeah, you still have to spend money, but it's like, buy this pencil extender. We're not trying to screw you. We're trying to make life easier. What I like
It's like,
is when you search Blackwing pencil on Amazon, the first thing that comes up with is, I guess, their tagline, which is pencils with heritage, which sounds like dark to me.
It's, if I saw that, I would have never, because to me, the only people talking about heritage are people who want the Confederate flag.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes. That's why I'm really proud of their Aryan pencil. Yeah.
Right.
It's like my grandfather, the Grand Wizard, loved his Blackwing pencils. Wow. I learned a lot about you in this moment.
I'm glad I could. Thank you for accepting me as I am. I'm glad I could. Uh-oh, they sell notebooks and paper.
They
I need
also,
to get off the site.
Yeah, you do. They also sell pencil toppers, like a cap for your pencil.
That's what I was – that's the thing I was talking about. I got that. I have
you
that.
You have
I
that?
Got like a set – yeah, I got a set of three. One is silver, one is like matte black, and one is like brass.
Wow. And do you use them?
I do. As like I told you, when I need them to travel with my pencil.
Yeah. I hope you're packing them for your long haul drive.
Well, let's see. I'm going away for 4 days. It's a 3-hour trip.
You'll need
I need six or seven pencils.
Probably only six, but definitely one extra. And I like the idea of every 30 minutes stopping and journaling about the trip, like an American Girl kind of thing, where it's like,
I'm totally doing
you're going to have like a diary of your 4-hour drive to Albany.
We'll release some supplemental like episodes of Gee Thanks. That's just me reading my 3-hour road trip travel journal.
That's written in pencil while the shopping list is in Sharpie. Blowback will be a great podcast for that. I got to tell you, I'm listening to Spare, the audiobook. So boring. Jeez.
Is it really? I thought it had all this juicy goss.
I think it does in the third half, in the act three of the book. But right now I'm in the military and I'm like, I'm about to Google after we're done recording where I can pick up this book. Like after, I don't care about the military.
Yeah. Oh, right. So like someone who's like, if you don't care about the military, just zoom
all I care
to
about, like, okay, tell me, I want to hear more about your relationship with your brother. I want to hear more about your relationship with your father and your mom. I want to hear more about Megan and Kate, and that's it. But literally like 2/3 of the book is like, and there I was on the battleground. And I'm like, I don't care. I don't care about guns. I don't care about military. Cause he like loves the military.
They should have definitely released, they should have done like the gossip cut and just released a version
Absolutely.
That has all that shit cut out. I'm starting to feel like it's maybe a little bit too much Harry. Like he seems like he's maybe a little bit overexposed. Do you think that's just part of the publicity plan?
I think probably a little too much Harry. In the book about Harry, a little too much Harry is my review.
I mean in the culture.
Oh no, absolutely. Oh yeah, absolutely. Like completely oversaturated. That being said, there's so much stuff I do want to read, and I do like reading it from the perspective of the person at the center of the story rather than having to read my Daily Mail headlines, which I do love reading.
Totally.
It's just like, I really don't know. Like I'm pretty sure I am like a completely great example of the audience for this book. Mm-hmm. And I just think they missed, I don't care about the military. Like if you, like he didn't challenge, he really hasn't really challenged the colonization aspect of like the monarchy. And
also, I mean, that there was that excerpt that got that like people were because you're not on Twitter because you're a healthy person, mm-hmm, but
for now.
It was going around Twitter about how he was like, about his body count and like how he was like, you know, I'm not ashamed, it's war. And it's like, my dude, like,
oh my God, I didn't see that, but like, ew.
Yeah, he talked about like how many people he's
killed
and how he's like, you know, I mean, it's war and it's like, it's, I don't know. Let me know if he is, there's any ever like discussion of why we were in Afghanistan in the first place and stuff like that. Cause I don't know. It's a weird thing with like the royal family, because I feel like there's this weird thing where people have a critique, but are still sort of like on the side of Harry and Meghan, which I have to say, Meghan seems great.
She does.
But like, But it's weird because it's like, whatever, we don't need to get into the whole thing. But, you know, we have this like binary where we hate people and we don't want to hear from them because they're bad, or we sort of love people and we're obsessed with them. And you just can't like sort him into one of those really easily. I say this having 1/100th of the knowledge about Harry and the royal family that you do.
I mean, I love a spectacle. So I always tune in for a wedding and a funeral. But the minutiae of being a modern royal doesn't help sell this book. I'll say it. it kind of makes me feel gross. So please, I just want more of like the petty, like stars. They're just like us. Like they call their brother like a piece of shit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I don't
totally.
Like, please stop reminding me that your family, like the fact that your direct body count is 4, but your family's body count is in like the millions.
Yeah, I know.
I
right?
don't want to know.
I think his body count was in the 20s, by the way.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Ew. And he was like, yeah. Put that in the book. But also, again,
yeah, it's
target
it's,
audiences who care about Harry's body count are not buying this book. So that was a superfluous detail I don't need to know about.
Yeah, I was talking about this with Andrea. Like, I can't decide if, like, why that would have been left in. Because if I were Harry's publicist, I would have been like, dude, you don't want to talk about this in this way. Like, people mm-hmm. are going to – but, I mean, I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe I'm, like, over – maybe like most people are like, well, it's war and you know, you go to war and you kill people and whatever. So I don't know. It's like I have a hard time wrapping my head around the whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, a conversation for literally like an hour long show in itself.
Another
entire podcast. But anyway, I am listening to that at 1.5 speed and trying to fast forward through every fucking military reference I can get through. So
I mean, is it nice to listen to him read it in his cute little accent?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely more like of a sleep. I really can only listen to audiobooks like narrated by authors, so it's usually like a celebrity memoir, mm-hmm. because I find audiobook voice actors to be, it's too monotone, and when I'm driving, yeah. especially, which is like the time I can listen to an audiobook without losing concentration, it actually sends me into like a trance. Like I need like a voice that sounds human and not a voice that
totally.
That is a human trying to sound AI.
Yeah, totally.
I'm not trying to hear Meghan M3 again read
totally.
An audiobook, but maybe that's just me. But yeah, I mean, it's very like comforting, but then again, it's like not that comforting when it's like his sweet little voice talking about war. So I'm like, once again, please say something I'm interested in. Me, the person
yeah,
you wrote
sounds
this
like,
book for.
Yeah, it sounds like once you get to that part of the book, it's going to be all killer, no filler.
Exactly. So I do recommend it as like an audiobook experience, though.
Okay.
Wow, I can't believe I know so much about you and your pencil hobbies and habits now.
Me and my pencil, you and Harry. I know. This is who we are.
It's a lot. So I have to ask you, I wanted this episode to cover something that I don't think I've talked about in a while, and I don't think we've ever talked about together in the times that we've been doing this show. But the products and Instagram ads that haunt you. And I have to tell you, because it came up in our group chat yesterday, that I have been truly haunted by this product / game called Box Ball, which was just everywhere in November. It was everywhere in my feed anyway. Every time I opened Instagram, it was like either a direct ad for this or a sponsored piece of content, usually from like a housewife or like a bachelor contestant. Oh, Kevin just like hit Lottie in the face. Jesus.
The game, I have to say that.
Yeah.
Can you? Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, cause I'm a little behind in the group chat, so okay. I don't even know.
Well, I'll tell you that the real point of this is that no one else has seen this ad. It seems to only be targeted to me, and it worked because I bought two, one of them for Terry, who was my secret snowflake for the holiday season this year in the group chat. But, hey Lottie, come here. What are you doing? Okay. So the game is this. It seems very simple. Apparently, it is really addicting. I haven't played yet, though I did purchase. And so you put a headband, it's like a headband that goes around your head, obviously. And then there's like a stiff sort of wire that has a ball at the end of it. And the game is like, you make contact with the ball by punching it, and it hooks up like Bluetooth to a screen that tells you how many punches you've done consistently. So the idea is to streak and
okay.
have as many punches as you can, but I think it's kind of difficult. And then you just start competing with other people. And it just, Terry, who is probably like the person who loves games the most, and is like the most competitive. I was like, all this game is competition. Like, it's truly just how many times can you hit the ball? And everyone's watching you. And also the fact that it records the amount of times on your TV. So there's no argument of like, was it five times or like, was it six times? Because they are broadcasting the hits literally on the screen behind you. Have you ever seen, I'm going to let Lottie out so she can pee. But in that time, I want you to tell me, have you ever seen this game?
No. Okay. Yeah. So I'm looking at the website now, because what I was picturing from your description, I was like, there's no way this can't possibly exist. This doesn't sound real, but it definitely exists. It's exactly what you said. You put a thing around your head and it videos you while you punch a ball. Never heard of it, never gotten an ad for it, continue to think it's
fake.
Really weird.
Isn't it weird? But they make it look so fun. I wonder if you search Box Ball, and this is for everybody, search for like a video and see someone play it.
Wait, so hold on. Let me just ask you a question. How does the ball not like hit you in the face?
I don't know that it doesn't. I really
because
don't.
The ball is on the string on the thing on your head.
Yes, but I think it is a harder wire, so it like extends out a little bit.
It's like rigid. Okay, yeah.
It's rigid, but also like. Let me see. I just found a video that really, I mean, it's like another ad, of course, and one that I got into. Really quick, I'll put it in the chat. And you can take a look-see. But this is like exactly the kind of ad that was targeting me and that sold me. So, yeah, take a look and let the G-Thanks heads know what you're seeing.
Okay. So, yeah. So basically, the kind of most surprising thing about this to me is that it's like it has this connectivity thing so that like there's a guy in front of a huge flat screen TV.
Yes.
And every time he hits the ball, there's a number on the screen and it like ticks up.
Yep.
I've just never, I know people are really into fitness tracking, but like the number of times I hit a ball is just not
something.
Not what I had in my 2023 bingo card, yeah, Caroline.
Exactly. Did not have that one on my bingo card.
Yeah. So, yeah. So he's sitting here. He's got a sleeveless tank. He's got some tattoos.
Yeah. He's definitely ready to work out.
He's ready to work out, but in a cool way.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two of them. I thought they were the same guy. They're two different guys. They have different colored shirts on, so they're obviously two different guys.
Definitely. But
they're having a competition. And I would imagine, actually, that this would be really good for people who need to get better at, like, reaction time.
Coordination.
Or hand-eye coordination. Yeah, that kind of thing. I have to tell you that I am very close to ordering this. Like, this like video is effective.
And try seeing it like 20 times. Like after that, I was like, I'm done. But also I think if they're not continuing the pricing, I think the holiday special was, I got 2 for $30, which is like the exact right price.
Cause
that's $15 a game. It's the cost of a game that you would get at a store, you know, like that. I would pay between like $10 and $20 for like a board game or whatever. And it was one of those things where if I opened it and it was like $49.99, I'd be like, absolutely not. But $15, I was like, I'll take two. But it does look really fun. My point of this, my hope was when I purchased it, I bought one for Terry, one for me, was that I was going to bring it home for Christmas and force my family into playing it. But then that didn't end up. So I'm waiting for like a moment to bring it back. But it does feel kind of like a thing where it's like, it seems hard enough that there actually is a competition element, but it seems easy enough that it spans generations for who can play.
Yeah, I think that's right.
There's not much to understand.
Right. Yeah. It's pretty much a not set it and forget it. A set it up and go. What's the thing?
Plug and play.
A plug and play. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It definitely seems like you get that headband on your head and you just start hitting the ball.
There's no rules. There's no like, oh, but if this happens, then you have to do this. And parents hate that from my experience, like while trying to sell a new game to my family. Cause that's usually what we do when I go home and visit. You got like a really, really kind of small window of time before my dad's like, what? Like, what are you talking about? Like, what is this rule? And my mom's like, actually, I'm not going to play. So I feel like this is one of those things where it's like, okay, you're going to put the headband on and all you have to do is just hit the ball. And if you miss, you lose, you know, the streak ends. And
I think it's fun to see people miss. One of the videos on the box ball TikTok, the very first one is Big Mike gets jacked in the face and you can see him getting hit with the box ball. So I guess it is a thing that can happen, which is a bit of a turnoff for me, I have to say.
Okay, tell me more.
Well, I don't want to get hit in the face by a ball.
But I don't know that it's a hard ball.
Yeah, maybe it's like a soft material.
I don't think they would I don't think it's like a softball. I mean, a literal softball. I think it's a ball that's soft. Just
knocks you out.
Exactly,
like,
yeah.
Like, lose consciousness.
Whoever doesn't hit their streak, it's a concussion. I think it's probably – again, I own it. I just haven't opened it yet because it was really a plan for Christmas. And then I don't want to play by myself. So this is going to have to be, I think there has to be more than two people for it to be kind of fun.
Well, I think when Terry gets hers, you guys can have like epic head-to-head competitions. If you want, you can stream it in the group chat and we'll make a thing.
That's
of it.
A really good idea. We can go live on TikTok.
Totally.
But I wonder, you know, they clearly spent a lot of marketing dollars paying, you know, reality stars to play this game. But it's really funny that I'm the one who got all the ads. I don't know that anyone else got any of these ads. So for all I know, they've only sold two and to both to me.
I was going to say, like, do you know what it was you like clicked on that caused you to get this ad?
I don't. I've tried to reverse engineer what got us here. But I also think that I probably show up in a demographic of someone who both like posts about games and talks about them. And so I wonder if it's like anyone who, you know, the phones are listening to us. So it's like anyone who searches for games or has purchased games. And I also think like Sorry, I yawned. Between like cover your assets obsession, between my new blockus obsession, I feel like I must squarely fit in the demographic of like people who enjoy games
and watch reality show.
Yeah, the Venn diagram is a circle, and I'm standing in the middle of it, waving.
There are dozens of us.
Right, like now I wonder if I'm going to get pencil ads. So I'll keep everybody tuned on that. But yeah, so like that is a product that haunted me, and I fell right into. And so now I need to know if you have one.
I do feel haunted by one. I don't think I'll ever get it because of the price, but I never really get any workout or wellness things because I don't participate. I hate them all and they're all fake. Mm-hmm.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
But I did see, and I do like lifting weights, and I do sometimes click on weightlifting content. So I did get this ad for something, for a weightlifting thing that I clicked on. And as a result, I've started to get like a ton of these like lifestyle things.
Oh.
For example, the one that's haunting me is this thing called Sensate. Have you gotten ads for this?
No.
It's a thing that you – it's a little like pod that you put on your chest.
Okay.
And it does something with your parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous systems to like calm you down.
Is that real?
And – well, okay. So here's the thing. So it says low frequency infrasound waves activate your body's own healing system by calming it down.
Damn.
So if you – on their website, if you click on Science of Sensate, it tells you – this is why this haunts me. As someone who is a lifestyle, like health journalist and was like much deeper in the past, I did a lot more stuff on like nutrition and fitness and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like some of these things are totally bogus nonsense. Other things like probably like Sensate, although I haven't reviewed the science, but I think just from looking at it, I can tell technically – yes, there is something like they can point to some peer-reviewed studies that show that, you know, the parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous systems can be activated with like a thing, and they do that thing with the product. Mm-hmm. But the reason why this haunts me is that like on the one hand, it probably does do something useful. And on the other hand, one of the most depressing things to me about our world right now is that there's no structural access to like things that help people live better, longer lives of a higher quality. Mm-hmm. But if you have like a few hundred dollars here and there, you can buy things like Sensate, which, you know, a thing that will, it's like $300 for and it sits on your chest and it does infrasonic, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I just, it's this like parceling out of like, if you just get these like 20 products and it's like, no, we're like way beyond a thing that sits on your chest. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
We need a massive overhaul of every system. So I have like, what happens is that I see it and I'm like, that actually probably would.
I mean, like, it's a capitalist band-aid to like a systemic issue, right? Like,
right. And like everything is, and maybe it's not fair to like hold this against Sensate but there's this thing of like these products that show up on Instagram where it's like, the world is really hard. Here's a thing. If you spend money, I'll make you feel better. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it's a real buzzkill to me.
But like, does this money aside, mm-hmm. I trust you and your knowledge of like wellness culture, but also like scammy wellness culture. Like, I'm looking at the Sense8 website, and it's like, Sense8 uses the natural power of infrasonic resonance to calm your body's nervous system. I don't know what that means, but it doesn't feel like a thing. It looks like a black sort of like pebble stone with mm-hmm. a button. And you're telling me that I put that on my chest and I feel less anxious?
Yeah, I know. I think that, like, again, like, I've like scanned the page, the science of Sense8. And to me, what I see is like enough science here that's like probably fine that they have plausible deniability to be like, to be able to say like it reduces stress. Okay. But like, you know, but like, but also a lot of things you can invent a product and say it reduces stress and find a study that will tell you it reduces stress. Like, I think, you know, does it reduce stress in a lasting way? Like, what does reduced stress even mean? Like, there, this is like very much about like your parasympathetic like response and all this stuff. I mean, you know, I think that it's one of those things that I think it falls into the category of like, does like, yes, it does something. But does it do anything? I think if you're one of the like quote unquote worried well, where you're generally well and you have money mm-hmm. and you want things to add to your like wellness thing mm-hmm. to maximize it, sure, spend $300 on this thing.
I'm getting goop but to vibes me, that's from the, it, honestly. And I don't, yeah. And I'm someone who like buys expensive skincare, right? And like truly believes like, oh, here's a thing that will like help with this and like has seen results, you know? But like, I think, yeah. So the worried well, like an actual thing that people say? I think that's interesting.
The worried well is like people who are generally like, you know, in good health, like, you know, oftentimes are white people with money, like owning class people who
just have time to worry also about like,
yeah. And are out here trying to like fine tune things. Yeah. Like they're the people who are like, I have to find out what my like gut insensitivity thing is or whatever. And it's like you just have money to spend on things that are either totally unproven, yep. like the food sensitivity thing, or maybe like they have some science behind them, but it's like kind of hard to connect the science to like the product, which is, I think, what is the deal with Sense8.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Goop to me is a complete fucking Ponzi scheme. Like Goop, you know, I would say is I would say this is slightly different than Goop, but probably under the same big umbrella. That's my take.
Oh, Goop is trash. I'm just so like now taken by the Sense8 thing. I'm watching this woman put the rock on her chest. She's looking at her Apple Watch. So it's like another wearable, you know, Bluetooth thing. Like, it's like, I don't like sleep trackers, but I know people really do. Like, I don't want a ton of information, I think. And maybe that
no, I don't either.
Stems to a larger problem with me and my like an avoidant tendency in terms of like, you know, I don't want this much data because then I will be stressed out what to do with this data. I know people who wear the Aura ring, like, love it. Do you know about the Aura ring?
What is that?
It's it's honestly similar. Like this, the Sense8 seems to do like a thing, like have like a purpose where the Aura ring is this just like it's like a tracker, but it's just a gold ring, that you put on a finger, like a ring. I don't know why I'm explaining rings. Ever heard of it?
I can't even picture it.
It's sort of like in replace of a fitness watch or like a Fitbit, which is like, you know, sporty vibe. This has more of like a chic, bougie sort of situation.
Okay.
But people love it. They're like, oh, my sleep score last night was like an 85 and I never get above a 72. And like, that means I slept really well. And I'm like, I know innately when I've slept well. Call me a scientist, yeah.
I'm tired.
Exactly. Exactly. I know when I'm right. I know when I need more sleep, and it's because I'm yelling at everyone and I'm cranky as fuck. But I get that. People really love having that data. But I'm also thinking like, okay, calm your nerves, feel better in 10 minutes, in as few as 10 minutes per day, stress resilience. I understand this because I also think that if you laid down and just practice breathing exercises for 10 minutes, that could also help.
That's the thing.
I love a weighted blanket. That could also help.
Right. That's exactly it. I mean, it's like, you know, yeah, put on some nature sounds, lie down, do some deep breathing. Yeah. Nailed it. You know, like,
and how much
you got yourself calmed down. You didn't spend
$300. Exactly. So it is $300. Oh, you're right. It is. You can get two for $600. Yeah. Not a deal.
Not a deal.
I love that. I love the audacity of a company that's like one for $300, two for $600. It's like, no, the point is you're supposed to give me a little discount for buying two.
Right. Right. It doesn't. Yeah.
But then you can do buy two, get one free. So why? For one penny more, you can get three, but for two, for $5.99. That makes no sense. Their pricing model is weird.
It is, but don't you think that this is for the kind of person that has enough money that it doesn't even – someone's like, oh, I'm just going to get the three pack because I'll give these to a friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I think that at a certain point of having money, you're not even like taking in how ridiculous the pricing structure mm-hmm. is.
Oh, yeah, because what's money? At this point, what is money to the person who's like,
who can say?
I want this. This kind of makes me miss my job at BI where I would like parse through all of the press releases about stuff like this and try to figure out what was actually worthwhile.
Yeah, this is the kind of thing that when I was like on staff at a place, I would fixate on obsessively mm-hmm. and like read a bunch of studies about. Because this shit is interesting to me. I won't get it, but every time I see it in my feed, which is constantly, I'm like, now that's interesting. You're telling me I just put it on my chest and it calms me down?
Yeah. And the testimonies are like really funny. They're very LA. I really love it. You put it on and you just go into an altered, super chill state. I love it, Dave. It's like, I don't know if Dave's real, but I'm obsessed with that.
Super chill state.
Sense8 cleverly guides you. I'm trying really hard to invest more energy into my mental well-being. Yeah, I understand what you mean by worried well now. And as someone who has previously struggled to switch off from the world, putting this rock on my chest clearly like guides me into a different world. I mean, it's meditation. It's a meditation practice too.
Yeah. It's like, do you know the dudes? I used to get these pitches constantly a long time ago, like at BuzzFeed, where some white guy would quit working in tech and decide that he was going to – his whole thing was going to be driving across the country or rock climbing in every state visiting every country in alphabetical order and like blogging about it. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like that vibe.
It's very van life.
Yeah, it's very van life, totally.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it is sort of like it has that like I decided like my purpose wasn't being fulfilled. And here's my purpose. Here's a rock. It's $300, but you can buy another one for $300. So that's a deal.
Yeah.
Do you want to buy this? I would be like honestly surprised if I kind of like want to like use some like G-Thanks funds to like
to try it
honestly. Yeah.
See, this is the kind of thing where if I was still on staff somewhere, I would like call it in, which is a thing you can do. You can like ask places to send you a product mm-hmm. and you can be like, just so you know, like there's no guarantee of coverage, but if you want to send it to me, I'll try it. And I would try it and I would probably not end up, even if I liked it, I probably wouldn't want to write about it because I don't want to contribute to the ecosystem of these kinds of products.
Right.
But, you know, I can admit when I'm intrigued by a product like this and sort of want to buy it, but not for $300.
No, for sure. Interesting.
Not for 300 American dollars.
Not American dollars. But if you convert that currency, you might be able to trick me.
To something else.
Put it in euros and I'm like, that's a deal.
I'm in.
Okay, well now I hope I get haunted by this. So I really want to ask, and we'll start a thread of this in the Facebook group, but like I'm dying to know what other people get in ads for. Because I always feel like it's an experience where I'm like, surely everyone is getting this ad. Like
totally.
And that was my experience talking about the box ball in the group chat. I was like, you guys have to have seen this because it's everywhere, but that's actually not true. It's just everywhere for me. And I've never even heard of Sense8. So now I'm like, what is everyone else getting ads for? Sometimes people, friends will text me about this because we're from like a G-Thinks perspective. They're like, what do you think about like this bra company? I'm like, I've never heard of this. It's just funny. Just there's so much ad work on Instagram that it's possible that you don't see like 99% of like what other people consider is quote unquote everywhere.
Totally. No, I know. I think it's kind of wild that I'm out here seeing a Sense8 ad like every third item on Instagram. And like, I bet you like, I would be interested to know if other G-Thanks heads have gone to Sense8.
I know, me too. So we will do a, and I will link to it in the show because we'll start it today before the episode comes out. I want everyone to tell us like their most haunting ad.
Yes.
Okay. So the Sense8 and the box ball. So we've got two different weird things that neither of us had heard of, at two different price points. Sally, what about recommending something today that costs no money?
My recommendation is to go to the subreddit. excuse me.
I'm ready.
Go to the subreddit hobby drama and just peruse, just browse, read about the different dramas that are happening in various like hobby communities. Sometimes you'll see stories about like, you know, maybe something that is like adjacent to something you're interested in and you want to read about how some person like who was a major figure in like stamp collecting turned out to not be a real person and was catfishing an entire community. Other times it'll be like there's one about sneaker collecting, how the world's biggest star nearly missed the World Cup final, ambiguous outcome of the whole ordeal. There's one about Eurovision. There's one about video games, World of Warcraft, how the birth of Christ threatened the integrity of the world's weirdest esport. That's totally something I would read. Will the real Uncle Moishi please stand up? A schism in the world of Orthodox Jewish children's causes an identity crisis that leads to a rabbinical court to decide.
Sally, we have the Uncle Moishi video at my house.
Oh my God.
We really do.
Incredible.
Dan has it. And, it's somewhere in this house. We've had this in our house for a really long time. But like, it is the Raffi of
Orthodox
children. But Dan isn't Orthodox. I don't know how. If my mother-in-law is listening, I would love some backstory here. Because I'm like looking at my bookshelf right now trying to find it. But like, I had never heard of it. And it's one of those things that like is so important to Dan's childhood that like he has the video and it like sits on our bookshelf, though we have never watched it. You know, it's like a VHS. But now I'm like, okay, I'm totally in because maybe I'll get some backstory that I've been longing for a really long time.
Yeah. I mean, this it's really great because basically what you get is like the gossip in a community that's accumulated over like months or years. And sometimes it's just like a short write-up, but sometimes it's really long. And this is one of those subreddits that really appreciates like quality posts. So things will be sourced really well, lots of attribution.
I love it. I love like well explained and well researched niche stuff because you can get me interested in anything if you give me the context I need.
That's the thing. That's exactly it. And if you go, if you look at like the ones that are like the top rated, those will be like the best ones. So there's one that has 3,000 upvotes and it's the time Wonder Woman became a BDSM dictator and ruled the world, ending an entire series of comics. And oh, and what they do is they, in brackets in every post, it tells you what the hobby is. So you can see if, so there's one, it's like poker.
Incredible. So you're not just guessing what this is actually about.
Yeah. And this is like, for me, this is like, we don't have cable TV. Mm-hmm. We have like 50 fucking streaming channels.
And you're spending way more on that than you would ever spend
Sure,
sure.
But back in the day when you would just like flip around and kind of just like see what was on and kind of find something, this is like that. It's like you just scroll and you read and you like get engrossed in something. It's so fun.
Okay. I need this. I need that. And I know we have some Reddit heads. I tread very lightly into Reddit. You know, I have to go in with a purpose. So if someone tells me like, okay, this this thread is worth it, or this, like, you know, what's it called? Is it
subreddit?
Is worth it. I'll do that. But I'm never there searching for anything. I do not. It's like, it's too much. That's too much for me.
You'll follow a link there, but you don't just go and browse.
I trust a rec. So like, this is this kind of subreddit that makes me think like, oh, you know what? I really like have not given Reddit a chance. And then I'm like, what are you saying? Yeah. We will not be getting Reddit.
I'm a Reddit head. I have to
tell you. You are? You're a Redditor? But would you say?
I have posted things for like work if I need like a source or something like that. But what I like is if you find a good community, like for example, like in hobby drama, you'll have stories about like someone being like, let's say, sort of kicked out of a hobby for being like transphobic or something like that. And everyone, it's like, it is assumed in this subreddit that like, that is something that you agree with. Like no one's going to comment and be like, ah, it's not that big of a deal to be transphobic.
Got it.
You know what I mean? Like it's,
yes.
So, and it's like, and it's well moderated and stuff like that. So even if like those comments do pop up now and again, they get, you know, deleted and stuff like that. So I would say that like hobby drama is like fairly safe in terms of, I would say it's very safe in terms of avoiding the kind of like nonsense that, Reddit is known for.
Excellent. Truly excellent.
What about you? What's your thing?
I'm just writing this down because I'm going to obviously spend a lot of time in hobby drama today.
Yeah.
I started watching this new show on Netflix that seems to be a spinoff from another show that I had never heard of, called, All American Homecoming, which is a show. It was marketed as because you like Pretty Little Liars, which I don't know if you're a Pretty Little Liars head, but it is a young adult sort of like drama mystery-esque, sort of like Riverdale vibes in a way.
Love a mystery. Oh,
here's the thing though. Okay. The mystery makes no sense. And as they try to solve it, it makes even less sense. And I've tried to watch the show like 9 times and every time I'm like, still don't know what's going on. And I also need shows that I don't have to actually pay attention to. And that Pretty Little Liars is one of those shows that like there's so much going on the screen without dialogue, acting with your eyes, you know? So I always miss things, but I think I find it very comforting. The voice is comforting, but it was All American Homecoming was like, because you watch this, you might like this. And so I turned on the first episode and it's about teenagers. The spinoff is teenagers starting their freshman year at a college called Brinkston, which is supposed to be a HBCU. Some of them are athletes. And it's just like young 18-year-old drama, which is exactly the kind of television I like. I want to watch teens doing teen things. Honestly, if the hobby is being a teen, this is also hobby drama.
What you said it's called? Oh, All American Homecoming.
All American Homecoming. Okay. Yeah. It's so good. I watched the pilot yesterday and immediately went into the second episode, which I almost never get grabbed that fast. Usually I'm like, oh yeah, that's good. Like, yeah, like, okay, now I know. But they hooked me. It was really good.
I'll check this out.
I like, you know, I'm always looking for a new show that is very similar to all the other shows I like to watch.
Yep. I'm right there with you.
Can't stray too far from God's light. You know what I mean? Hi, Kevin. What are you doing? That reminds me of a tweet I saw. Seeing Kevin reminds me of a tweet, which was, let me see if I can find it. But it was basically, I just saw a tweet the other day. I often never see tweets, but I did see this one. Let me see if I can find it, but it was about, I just ruined the punchline, honestly. But it was like, I was like in Paris and like met this like really, really, I met this really, really like beautiful man in Paris and we had this incredible kind of conversation. And then I finally asked his name and in a French accent, he said, no, you will be disappointed. And then he said, it's Kevin. Like, just like a beautiful French man named Kevin is really funny to me.
Named Kevin. That's fucking amazing.
Kevin.
Sorry, I keep swearing. Does it mean you have to put an explicit label when I swear?
No, okay. We're all good. It's fine. We do what the fuck we want.
Okay.
Cool. I mean, sorry to all the non-cursing children who listen to G-Things, of which there are many.
Sorry, gang.
But Kevin...
You should be listening to Uncle Moishe anyway.
Exactly. Kevin is also a beautiful French man. Kevin, I can see you getting into the food that is on the counter. Kevin, get down. Get down. Anyway, great episode, because I now know so much about pencils.
Loved every minute.
Is there any hobby drama about pencils?
Oh, that is such a good question.
Oh my gosh, Lottie just went for Kevin because Kevin's on the counter eating a food that she likes. Is there a way to search hobby drama for pencil drama?
Yeah, I just actually did. Unfortunately, it looks like there's no pencil drama, just a lot of – it brought up a lot of stuff in like comics where I'm guessing the word pencil was used. But I don't know. Maybe I should start some pencil.
I think you
drama.
Should. And I think that's, I feel like it's the normal gossip podcast of our time. Like, there should be a hobby drama. Oh, there should be a hobby drama podcast. Something to think about. Something to think about. Well, Sally,
honestly, if someone did a podcast just like reading the best hobby drama posts, I would listen.
You have all the equipment, Sally. I don't know why that someone can't be you. Please be.
Why am I not
be
doing
the change?
It?
Okay.
You're so
be the
right.
change.
So
Lottie,
right.
get down. All the animals are good. Sometimes, I don't know if your cats get like this, but they feed off of each other. And if one's...
Yeah, it's like mutant.
Yeah, if one's going
hours.
Feral, it just the other two go nuts. And everyone was sitting so calmly. And then Kevin did like a little like, you know, animalistic noise. And now Steve and Lottie are like up and running around. And it's like... pretty early here, so I'm not really it's not time for this yet. Kevin, enough.
No, it's really
you're
not.
Ruining everyone's morning. Okay, we will link to everything we talked about. This was excellent. The subreddit, excellent. I know a lot about your pencil preferences now. Excellent. Please keep us posted via pencil how your 4-hour trip goes. And
we'll do.
Oh my god. I am gonna have to leave now because Kevin is on the counter. Sniffing like something that was left out last night, just like a dirty plate or whatever, like a plate that has like remnants of dinner on it. And Lottie's so jealous, and there's about to be war. This is about to be.
I can hear like
the military.
Collars shaking.
Exactly. This is about to be the military section of the Harry book happening. Kevin's body count is about to go up, and it's going to be Lottie. Okay, so we will see everybody next week for another episode. We'll link to everything we chatted about in the show notes as always, and make sure that you head to the Facebook group where there will be a thread waiting for you about the targeted ads that haunt you the most. And I can't wait to see what people say. It's going to be excellent.
Yay. Same.
Sally, thanks for hosting G-Thanks with me. Can you let everyone know where they can find you on social media?
I'm on Twitter at Sally T, and you can follow on Instagram at Oh I Like That Pod. And I've been doing a fun like choose your own adventure.
Yes, I love the Oh I Like That story. It's very soothing.
Yeah, you should check out, and all the past is in the highlights. It's like a choose your own adventure, but the like heads are choosing what happens next via poll. And we have a cute little story going, so you can follow me there where I post weird things.
All right. You heard it there first. All right. Lottie is going after Kevin. This has got to end, and I'll let everyone know how it ends on Facebook. And otherwise, we will see you for another episode next week. Take care of yourselves.
Bye.
January is almost over. Goodbye.
Oh,
thank God.
You just listened to another episode of G-Thanks Just Bought It, edited and mixed by Veronica Gruba and produced and hosted by me, Caroline Moss. In between episodes, you can always head to the G-Thanks Instagram at G-Thanks Just Bought It Pod and the G-Thanks Facebook group to get and give life-changing recommendations of your own. Subscribe to our weekly sale and discount emails at gthanks.substack.com. It's free. And you can reach me at Caroline at gthanksjustboughtit.com or leave me a message at 424-245-0736 with a product recommendation, and you may be featured on an upcoming episode. G-Thanks is powered by subscribers like you. To keep all of our G-Thanks content free and accessible to all, consider making a monthly donation of $2 to keep us going at patreon.com/G-Thanks and Friends.